Hey everyone, I'm Kaylin, and welcome to the Coffee Talk podcast. You can think of me like your virtual online sister or friend who, over some weekly warm or sometimes spiked beverages, discusses all things life, motivation, mental health, spirituality, and everything in between. Before we jump into today's episode, you can find the video version on the Co's YouTube channel, and you can join the Co's community by checking out some of the links in the bio. And finally, before we jump into the episode, here is a quote that kind of symbolizes everything we're going to talk about today. It comes in from Louise L. Hay saying, "You have the power to heal your life, and you need to know that. We think so often that we are helpless, but we are not. We always have the power of our minds. Claim and consciously use your power." Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome back to another Coffee Talk. Guys, if you're feeling low, if you're feeling insecure, if you're feeling beat down, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling like you want to remember your power, if you're feeling like you need someone to just give you the motivation to get up and do something, if you're wanting to change your life, if you're wanting to chase your dreams, did I already say that one? If you're wanting to go after your goals, if you've been second guessing your value, if you've been feeling like you don't measure up to the world, if you're feeling low, if you can't let go of a mistake that you've made, if you're feeling like a failure, if you're feeling like you've let yourself go in any kind of way, if you're feeling any of those feelings and you just need a pep talk, then you've come to the right place. You were meant to hear this message. You were meant to just be pep talked out of what you're feeling stuck in right now. And that's my goal today. Settle in, get comfortable, take a deep breath. Because I'm about to pep talk the shit out of you. Today I'm drinking tea. I've been drinking a lot more tea than usual lately because it's good for you and it's been really freaking cold. I've had my heat break on me like 4 times now. Yes, guys, truly just moved into this house. Heat has broken and I'm gonna have to do something about it very, very soon. But if I reset the heat, it gets warm again. So the house is warming up again right now, but I'm bundled. I've been bundled since 6 a.m. because it's cold. We all need different pep talks at different times for different reasons, but ultimately they all kind of gauge towards the same message, which is you can do it. It's just sometimes we need that little kick in the butt. We need to, as weird as it is, like our subconscious needs someone to give us permission to believe that we are who we say we are, or to believe that we can do the things that we set out to do. No matter what, you're gonna face low points. I'm sorry also if you're watching this and I'm getting all weird with the way that I'm moving my body today. I am completely kinked out on this side of my neck, and so I can't turn my head that way. And so when I go to like get really enthusiastic with you guys and just start throwing hands and head bobbles, it's like I kind of forget that that's there and I catch it and then I'm like, ah, and I have to, you know, rein it in. I don't know why I just told you that. I am a hot mess, guys. I'm literally a hot mess. Now, I promised myself that I wouldn't make today's coffee talk too personal, you know, which is weird because why would I promise myself that aside from my own sense of imposter syndrome? I've literally felt like a bit of a hot mess this week, and it's because there's just so many things that have piled up in the background while I was trying to get this house anchored and settled. And now that I'm anchored and settled, I have to start dealing with the pile. And like, holy hell, it looks like a mountain. I know it's not, but chipping away at it, I feel like I've just been like circling the mountain and circling the pile. And then I just get so anxious and just all of these fears come flooding in and I get overwhelmed. And then it's a tornado of disaster. And then one more day goes by and the pile gets that much bigger. Even if it's just by a day, it feels like a tiny little inch, but it doesn't matter because that cocktail has been making me feel really crappy. On top of a few other things, my neck is all kinked out, my nose is stuffed, so I'm clearly like high key isolating to make sure I don't have anything. I can still taste and smell, which is good. I literally just got a COVID test a few weeks ago and I was completely COVID free because I thought I had it then too, because I was nauseous, throwing up. So I'm just like, I just feel like every 3 weeks I think I'm getting momentum and then it's like, and I'm just kicked back into my hole. Oh, that hurt. Sometimes we're humbly reminded that life comes with highs and lows. You're not always going to feel great. You're not always going to feel on cloud 9. You're not always going to feel like you're standing on top of the mountain. A lot of the times, in fact, you know, if we're talking balance, probably half the time of your life, you're gonna feel like you're at the bottom of that hill, like the bottom of the mountain, looking up, being like, ow, I have a kink in my neck, this hurts, and I don't wanna have to climb this thing. But you have to. You know, it's just not norm to ask somebody to give you a pep talk. It's kind of weird to just be like, hey, you know I can do these things. I know I can conquer life. I know I can start chipping away at my mountain and start climbing. But do you mind just doing a little song and dance for me before I go to like get me in the spirit, to just get me in the energy? And that's really all a pep talk is. Like, all the things I'm gonna say today, you already know. You already know deep down inside of you. You don't need my words. You need the energy. You need someone to give you the energy, the momentum, the I believe in myself spirit, that I'm gonna crush this spirit, to get up and face whatever it is you're facing, because we're all facing different things, you know? I can feel the energy rising up within me already. Some days are gonna be super easy. Some days are gonna be super hard. And you wanna know the hardest part about all of that? Is we truly don't have that much control over which days are easy and hard. You can have two almost identical days and feel two completely different type of ways on those days. Like, it's not necessarily to say that if you get the right system, if you get the perfect job, if you have the perfect relationship, if you have all the things, the material things that the outside world tells you that you need, that all of a sudden all of your days are going to become easy. It's rarely ever about what's going on externally that's making our days easy and hard. It's usually what's going on internally and our ability to feel like we can face whatever we're facing. Here's this really nice sliver of hope amongst all of this. This feeling is not permanent. It sucks when we're talking about happiness, but it's amazing when we're talking about all of the feelings that we started today's chat with. If you're feeling low, if you're second guessing yourself, if you're going through anything right now that's making you feel like you need a pep talk, let me tell you that whether or not today's pep talk works, this feeling is not going to last forever. Every feeling is not permanent. If you are feeling low, the silver lining of hope is that your next, like, automatic place to go or direction to head in is feeling good, is feeling high, is feeling like on top of the world again. That is life. It's almost kind of like the equilibrium that comes with the human experience. And honestly, it's best to kind of honor, respect it, and enjoy it when you're up here and try and learn from it when you're down here, wherever you are right now. You might not even be up here or down here. You might just be coasting in the middle and you're wanting another little boost to go up. The trick is not to run away from your problems when you're feeling low, not to try and fight or explode when you're feeling low, or not to try and just flop when you're feeling low. Like, you know how there's the fight, flight, or freeze? I'm a flopper. Like, yeah, sometimes, very rarely will I choose to fight. More often than not, I do flee. But more than any of the above, I flop. I flop hard when shit gets me anxious. It's not even freezing, it's literally like flop. Make a big mess within these automatic responses to stressful triggers. Gives you an opportunity, one, to become aware of your automatic behaviors, but two, to bring some awareness not only to those automatic behaviors, but to what's going on in front of you. The question being, what is this discomfort teaching me? It's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's our judgments on this discomfort that make it good or bad. So you can choose to either let it teach you something or to let it be an enemy. This isn't to say to just like befriend your dark side. You need to get it out too. Like, whether you need to write it out, maybe say it out loud, maybe you just need to sob your heart out, maybe you need to laugh, maybe you need to go run, maybe you need to do something to get it out of you, but something that's going to create a dynamic shift in the energy that you're feeling right now. For instance, I cried. Actually, I guess you could say like a baby. Like, I was wailing. I was making wail noises. But it was great, and it was needed, and it shifted my energy because it wasn't even necessarily that I was sad. I just had so much overwhelm in my body. It was like circulating and zapping all of my energy that I just needed to like get it out. Just get it out. And when I thought about what it felt like, and just noises, just wail noises. My point in telling you this is, get out what you're feeling right now. Don't push it away. Whatever the uncomfortable circumstance, whatever the problem you're facing, whatever the emotion or discomfort that you're facing, don't run away from it. Let yourself feel it. Let yourself see it for what it is. Let yourself to just hold it, and also hold at the same time that this will not wreck me. Both of these things can be true. Just the mere fact that you are human means that you're gonna go through the very common human experience of losing your way sometimes, of things going wrong, of things happening externally that are completely outside of your control. Things that even if you had known were gonna happen this way, you might not have been able to change. The tricky thing is that sometimes it feels like nobody else is dealing with this. Sometimes it feels like nobody else is experiencing that pain. But every human has problems. Every human experiences uncertainty, and every human is just trying to really figure it out at the end of the day. Take a look at what your problem is. Take a look at what you're feeling right now. Take a look about what made you come here for a pep talk today. Ask yourself, is your perspective on this thing one of the three? That bad person, poor me, or what can I do about this? Because those are usually the three laneways that we tend to stay in whenever we are complaining or discussing or expressing something that's happening. This isn't to say that you can't have a problem with somebody and the way that they're doing something, or that you can't have a moment of like self just, wow, yeah, this really sucks, and that you automatically always have to go to what should I do now. But this is just to say that you can catch yourself when you are stuck in the poor me or that bad person and shift your way into, okay, but what can I do about this situation? This concept comes from Adlerian psychology, which if you guys wanna read into this, I highly recommend the books, The Courage to be Disliked and The Courage to be Happy. But I was recently reading that book, The Courage to be Happy, and it talked about how we tend to look at our problems as either poor me or what that bad person has done, which again kind of feeds into the poor me. When what we really should be asking is, what can I do about it now? It's weird for me to hold such logical, masculine, like grounding psychology at the same time of like also that feminine approach of like you need to feel and heal things to move through them, which is why, again, I think both can be true. I think you can have that moment of, what you just did to me really sucked. I feel really bad right now, but ultimately we do need to get to that final goal of, what are you gonna do about your problem? What are you gonna do about how you feel right now? But before we can even get there, I have to leave you guys with a few messages from the sponsors that brought you guys today's episode.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The first thing I want you to do is to stop judging yourself so harshly. And this is especially for those of you that are like,
well, you know, I don't judge myself that harshly. I'm just trying to be honest with myself. I'm just trying to be real with myself. Like,
no. Best way to riddle this one out, if it's hard for you to do so, is ask yourself, are the judgments and the standards that you're holding for yourself the same judgments and standards you would hold for the people that you love and care for most? Odds are, no, you wouldn't care about how much they had accomplished. Like, all of these like things that we tend to care about when it comes to our own sense of value and permission to give ourselves a sense of self-love and self-value until we accomplish certain things, or until we feel like we've acquired things that are supposed to make us feel like we can be somebody. You already are somebody. You already are somebody, not just when you're feeling high or great or like on top of the world. You are just as much a somebody when you are feeling low, when you are feeling undervalued, when you are finding it really difficult to find your light or to see how much you are a valuable piece to this earth, to this life, to this planet. And I know that that sounds kind of fluffy, but let me dig it out for you, because there is nobody else that can be you. There is nobody else who was born the same day with the same name, who has experienced the things that you've experienced, who has your thoughts, who has your translations of the information that you've been picking up on since you first took a breath on this earth. And yes, a lot of the stuff that we take in on the day-to-day, we don't think is important. A lot of the times, there are days in a row that feel kind of gray or dull or like nothing's really happening there, but something is happening there. Life is happening there. A lot of the times, too, we get so used to and accustomed to such fast living. We get so used to and accustomed to seeing highlight reels or seeing, you know, edited together, curated content, whether it be movies all the way to what you're seeing on TikTok. And yes, this is really fun and our brains love it. Our brains get lit up like freaking fireworks in there. But the problem with it comes with thinking that that's what life is supposed to look like. Life isn't on a screen. Life also isn't in your head. Life is happening all around you. It's in the things you do. And the answers that you're looking for are likely not going to be in your head either. So you don't need to sit here and plan out a 10-year or 10-step plan to get yourself where you need to be in order to feel like you've revived or had said comeback. You can literally just start now by living. Don't think, just live. Just start doing. Start chipping things away. But ultimately, amongst all of this, you need to stop judging yourself for literally being a human being and having your human experience. Nothing goes wasted. Everything you're going through right now is still building the blocks of who you are as a person. And when you judge yourself so harshly, you set yourself up for nothing to ever feel or be good enough, not from the outside world, but from the inside. And that will make it so that anything on the outside world will also feel not good enough either. The way you love yourself, the way you experience yourself is the way that you love and experience the life around you. And that's not to say that, you know, just love yourself and your life is gonna get so much better, but your life will be so much more enjoyable if you stay on your own side and you stop abandoning yourself and you stop, you know, going to the quickest and easiest explanation that you hold no value, that you hold no worth, that you aren't a great, amazing person because you're currently not feeling great or amazing, or you're not doing what you consider to be great and amazing things that you're seeing other people do that you think is great and amazing. There are many different definitions or many different things that could be described as great and amazing, and paying so much attention to the great and amazing things other people do, stop it if it's actually detrimental to your own sense of self-care. There is like a gauge. You get to control that gauge too. That is part of your own responsibility, is the amount of things that you consume, including the thoughts, the life, the content of other people, especially the thoughts, life, and content of other people in today's world, in today's day and age, when we are constantly so tapped into it. There is literally no rule that says that you can't choose for everything that's going on in your life right now to already be enough. Once you have all of your basic needs met, anything else really is just icing on top of the cake. And it almost feels like sometimes we turn into these little kids and we look at how much icing somebody else has on their cake and we suddenly feel like what our cake or our icing isn't enough. Once your basic needs are met, your cupcake is there, everything else that you get to experience in life is just icing. And the people that are eating their cupcakes or their icing around you, I don't know where this metaphor is coming from, but we're gonna roll with it. They are not your competition. This isn't a cupcake contest. This isn't a race. This is a freaking marathon. Our lives are a literal marathon. And the people running beside you are not your competition. They are your comrades. They are your people. We are one community. We are all experiencing this all together. Yes, the details might be different. Yes, we might be, you know, experiencing them separately, but at the same time, it's still a conscious energy that we're all experiencing. All the things that have happened in the world just in the last year alone, we're all experiencing these things together. Yes, we might have different opinions on them. Yes, we might react to them and think differently on the best ways to work upon these problems, to work upon these things that are happening in the world, but ultimately, we're still all experiencing them together. Everybody's icing might be a different color, it might be a different texture, it might be a different thickness. Some people might not have a lot of icing, other people might have a lot. People who barely have a lot of icing, but just that tiniest bit of icing tastes so sweet to them. It's all about perspective. So stop comparing your icing, stop comparing yourself to other people, because nobody can be you. Nobody is you. And I hate to, again, bring in a cliche quote, but that is your superpower. So what if you're feeling lost right now? So what if you're in pain, like tolerable pain? Not intolerable pain, clearly. Don't abandon yourself here. Don't abandon yourself to jump on what you think somebody else's idea of success is, of happiness is, or of value is. And don't play the game of my worth is based on the amount of attention I can get. Be your own teammate. Be your deepest sense, your deepest partner, because you are your own teammate and your deepest partner from, again, the time you took your first breath on this earth to the very last one you have. And it'll be a much better experience, a much better journey, a much better pilgrimage or adventure of your soul if you are on the same side throughout this whole experience. Or at least when you do get on opposite sides, you talk it out, you see it through, and you meet again, but you never abandon yourself. You are you. You are the beginning and end. You are the rippling effect of everything going on in your life, of everything that's happening and the way that you're perceiving it all. And there is power in that. I'll bet that there are people whose day have been made because of your presence. I'm sure that there are things you've accomplished that you never thought you could. And I'm sure there's so many things that you don't even see yet. You haven't even dreamed yet that you're going to experience in this lifetime. There is so much going on in the world that is always going to be outside of your control. It isn't about trying to control those things. It's about trying to control the things that you do have responsibility for. And it is part of your life duty to take responsibility for the things that are in your control, that are in your life. That doesn't mean you have to do it perfectly 100% of the time. It just means you have to try. You just have to try and do your best and do your best with what you can in front of you in the present moment. But I hope that it goes without saying that the world put you here at this time, in this moment, in this hour even, just as you are, for a reason. This world needs your thoughts. It needs your energy, your currency, your dreams, the things you have to say. It needs your reflection of all of the things that you see, that you feel, that you care about, that you're passionate about. It isn't about fixing the whole world. It's not about fixing your life either. It's literally just living a life that you're proud of and doing the things that make you feel passionate and good about yourself. I can sit here and tell you to pep up, get excited, and love yourself, but I can't tell you who you are. I can't tell you what you're capable of, and I can't tell you who you should be. The minute you let the world tell you who you are, the minute you let even the people around you tell you who you are, you give your power away. And the world needs your unique perspective, your gifts, your creations. No matter if you're creating, I don't know, an ideal atmosphere in a classroom full of young students, or you're creating freaking deep classical riffs of music, or paintings, or gardens. It doesn't matter. Every moment you're creating thoughts, you're creating pathways, you're creating experiences, you're creating maybe your lunch today, I don't know, but all of these are external manifestations of who you are internally. Stop asking for permission. Stop waiting for someone to tell you who you are. Stop waiting for somebody else to do it first so you don't feel so afraid if you fail. That power is yours and yours alone, so don't give it away. Now, you can finish today's talk and just go completely back to the way you were living before. Again, there is nothing wrong with that. Nothing is wasted. You might be learning, but if you know in your gut that there are things you should be doing, if you know in your gut that there is a person you want to be showing up as in the world, then choose different. You can choose to be who you see yourself to be. You can choose to chase a new dream. You can choose to completely change your life, or you can choose to just change one little habit that you know is going to make your life so much better. You can even choose to let go of all of these standards that you've held and fearlessly love yourself, because let me tell you, that in itself is the truest act of rebellion. It is the truest act of rebellion in a world that unfortunately thrives and expands and grows on feeding people the false idea that they shouldn't love themselves, of constantly picking out your insecurities, of constantly showing you all the ways that you don't measure up, so that it becomes such an easy programmed part of your own brain that you start to mistake it as your own sense of judgment, as your own standard of what's good enough. You came to this earth good enough, and everything else has literally just been choices or beliefs that have been ingrained along the way. And as hard as it is, I'm not saying it's easy to just disengage these beliefs that you've programmed into yourself over periods of time. Just like you didn't create whatever it is that brought you to a low point overnight, you're not going to get out of it overnight either. Baby steps, tiny little decisions in every single moment where you choose acts of rebellion. You choose to fearlessly accept and love yourself and then work from there, because only once you do fearlessly accept and love yourself? Are you able to actually make any kind of waves, make any kind of movements in your life that are actually going to generate some real deep change? And if you can't do it for yourself, then do it for the sake of rebellion. Do it for the sake of the unconscious, like, energy pool that sucks the life out of people that feel low, that uses that feeling low to profit off of it and to continue to expand and create and off of your feeling low, off of your sense of insecurity. Don't let anybody do that. Don't give your power away like that. Choose to literally, fearlessly, like, fearlessly, rebelliously, ferociously, and gracefully just love the shit out of yourself, no matter where you're at right now, because growing from that foundation is gonna make you a hell of a lot sturdier the next time the gusty, cool winds of you should buy this or you should do that come your way. Stop suppressing yourself. Stop keeping yourself so tightly wound and afraid and scared and little inside of yourself. Let yourself sing. Let all these things that are deep inside of you, your deepest wants, your deepest desires, your deepest dreams, your deepest visions of what you see for your life, let it out. Stop suppressing that energy. Stop holding it back in fear of what other people are gonna think. Like, I'm sorry, I'ma say it. Fuck what people think. The minute that you, again, live your life based on other people's perceptions, on other people's judgments, you give your power away. You decide that their version of reality is reality, that it's of higher value or more truth than your own for whatever reason. That they could possibly know you better than you know you, that they could possibly know your life better than you know your life. Or the idea that anything that anyone could ever say or think about you would be anything different than their own reflection of their own perceptions, of their own beliefs and download and programmed ideas about life. It doesn't make it true. It doesn't make it more valued or have more integrity than your own perception of events. And again, the minute you give your perception of events over to somebody else's is when you give away your unique power. And one last thing before we go, before we venture off and just crush all of our goals and do the things we need to do, you need to let yourself care. Let it matter. Whatever it is, especially if you've been numbing it out and you're sitting here and you're thinking, okay, I knew I needed a pep talk, but I don't really know exactly what for. If you don't know what the problem is, if you don't know, or you've been here for a while, or you've been coming back to this same problem over and over again, let yourself care. Let yourself see it for what it is. Don't become a part of the pain, but let the pain teach you and let it move you and let it show you what it's trying to show you, because a mistake is only ever really a mistake if you continue to repeat it. And it doesn't matter how many times you repeat that mistake, the minute that you learn from it, it becomes a lesson and no longer a mistake. Rarely are mistakes ever gonna stay mistakes unless you truly continue to make that mistake for the rest of your life. Don't make that mistake for the rest of your life. Whether that mistake is not going after your dreams, caring about other people's opinions, beating yourself down, worrying or allowing these irrational fears to take the driver's seat, so many different things. We all fill that role with something different, but don't let the pattern keep going. Allow this to be the breaking of the chain. Take your time from here on out and do it. Do whatever you've got to do and do it at your own pace. Don't do it on someone else's agenda. Don't do it for anybody else's praise. Just do it for you. Do it on your own terms. Do it at your own time. But just do it. Do whatever it is you feel you need to do. And I'm sure you already know exactly what it is. It can be as small as like the one task you've been procrastinating for weeks to literally making a game plan to tackle a giant problem that's going on in your life. Just do it. It's definitely not going to be about fixing your life overnight. It's probably going to take days, weeks, or months, depending on whatever it is you feel you need the pep talk motivation to just go after right now. And accepting that and respecting that in itself is also gonna help a lot on your journey. Know that no matter the problem, it probably didn't happen overnight. It's probably not gonna fix itself overnight. You might need to come back to this pep talk like 1,200 times. You might need to write yourself a pep talk. You might need to give yourself guardrails in a sense that are going to help you along the way stay on track. But also know that it's okay if you fall off track. That's also so normal, part of the human experience. All I'm saying, as I have your attention right now, as your conscious energy is here focusing, listening to the sound of my voice, let this be the sign to stop, to shift, to break the chain, to start new, to do whatever it is that you would literally need to do right now and just start. figure it out as you go. You don't have to do it perfectly. You don't have to know exactly how to do it right or what, you know, how it's supposed to feel. You're literally, there's no way to figure it out in your head. There's only going to be figuring it out as you go. And you can plan all you want. You can even sit down for an hour after this and make a giant game plan. But even so, let it just be so that you have a sense of direction. But it's always just going to happen in the doing. It's always going to happen in the living. It's always going to happen in the now. And don't give your now away to anybody else anymore or ever again. And the minute that you catch yourself doing it, take your now back, take your power back, and get to it. Whatever it is you gotta do, I'ma quote Nike now, but just do it. That also rhymed. I hope that pep talk was what you needed. It was what I needed. I was having a hella hard time really just giving myself the motivation to get up and start tackling the things I needed to do. But I have been chipping away slowly at my pile, and each time I chip a little bit off, it honestly feels so much better. And I know it's gonna take me a while to get everything the way I need it and where I need it, but I'm okay. I'm on that journey, and so are you, my friend. And you're allowed to be in the in-between of what was, what will be, and what is. Because it only really ever is what is. Okay, I really need to stop getting all deep and philosophical and really wrap this up. If you want to hear different types of pep talks, let me know in the comment section. Thumbs up this video or like, subscribe, send, whatever you want to do, whether you're listening or watching today, to support the show, because I highly, highly appreciate it. Over on the Discord chat, you can make your requests, and anytime I take a request, I shout it out. So if you guys want a pep talk towards something in particular, as if a friend, just from a friend, you know, from an internet friend. And aside from that, I'm sending you guys all of the most majestic energy to just feel like queens and goddesses and kings while you go off and do all the things you need to do today and tomorrow and for the rest of the week. And aside from that, I'll talk to all of you guys in the next coffee talk. Bye, guys.